On this Friday, we're joined by Eric Snodgrass from Nutrien Ag Solutions and Agrible to discuss the weather forecast. Happy Halloween to you. Looks like it's going to be a spooky and good one to me.
Yeah, unfortunately, it'll also be a windy one for us, too. I think Saturday is going to have just a pretty strong wind that's going to come out of the south for us at first and then switch as we go into Sunday and come more out of the west. And so, unfortunately, even though those temperatures are going to come back up for this weekend and early next week, we're going to have some windy conditions over the weekend.
Well, we'll get to what's happening in the future in just a second. But can you take me back over the last week? I think there were some interesting things happening in lots of places across the United States.
Yeah, so we had two major features, and one was a Hurricane Zeta, which means we have now tied the 2005 season for the most named tropical systems. And I just want to put this in perspective. In 2005, we had a Hurricane Zeta, but it happened in January of 2006. So it's actually lumped into the 2005 season, but that's how much earlier we got to the name Zeta this year. Well, Zeta came up, went very quickly from basically just east of New Orleans, and in one day exited through Virginia and out through the mid-Atlantic. And it moved fast, produced a lot of very strong winds and some locally heavy rains. But it was the thing on the backside of it that was impressive. It's a cutoff flow. So by definition, it's a piece of the flow of the upper level of the atmosphere that's been cut off from the main jet stream. So you can almost think of it like an oxbow on a river, you know, so the river cuts off this little piece that just sits like a little lake. Well, that's kind of what we had here. So it moves very slowly. And as it did so, we had major snow in the mountains out west. We had I would call it an historic ice storm that went through parts of Oklahoma, putting down 1.5 to 2 inches of ice. And then that's the system that yesterday moved through parts of southern Illinois over into Indiana and Ohio, putting down a lot of precipitation. Now, we didn't get it here in central Illinois nearly as much as we did south and east. But those events this time of year can be extremely disruptive, and it certainly changed soil moisture a lot in the places that got the heavy rain and returned soil moisture to the southern plains, even though it did it via snow and ice. And so that's going to be a critical piece to watch as we move forward with the winter wheat crop.
What about the week two forecast?
So here's the thing. We've got this great week that's coming up, which we just talked about at the beginning, right? So we got drier conditions that are coming back in, and the temperatures are going to moderate. But I'm very concerned about seeing almost a repeat minus the hurricane. So here's what we see. Coming into the Pacific Northwest on like November 7th, about that time period, is another deep trough. And if it gets cut off over the Southwest, that's a slow-moving system across the midsection of the country. And if it moves just a little more north than the recent one, we could get more of that precipitation. So I start to think about fall field work, what our soil temperatures are going to be looking like, and the moisture coming in, and whether or not this setup, should it evolve, is going to be helpful for those things. So we've got something to be watching here as we go into the middle part of the first full week of November.
What does South America look like at this time?
Well, this has been interesting. In the Pacific, you and I have been talking for so long about how La Nina has been the developing factor. It's been the most dominant factor. But as of late, the Madden-Julian Oscillation, which kind of sits on top of that same region, well, it's kind of taken La Nina and pushed it into the backseat for a moment. So we have over the next week very heavy rainfall that's spreading through much of Brazil's northern and eastern growing areas, and it's going to be dry in southern Brazil and in Argentina. So I expect, and I talked to some folks down there, with the rain they're expecting to get because of the timing, the time of day that it comes, they're going to get a lot of field progress done. We knew they were about, a quarter of the way planted last week the beginning of this week. I'm expecting them to make some pretty rapid progress. But here's the number to think about. They're about 2.5 weeks behind. That's, I think, the general rule of thumb right now. 2.5 weeks is what the delay has been due to this extended drought time period. And therefore, we just need to build that into our thought process as we go throughout the rest of the season. So I think, though, that I'm going to be more concerned moving forward about southern Brazil and Argentina, as we've been talking about, as potential regions for drought development. But certainly this near term, it's going to be wet in Brazil.
About the Black Sea region, are they cooling down there?
Unfortunately, they're not. So when you look, it's pretty neat. If you looked at a map of the whole planet and tried to find the cold spots and the warm spots, North America right now is just tucked into this really cold air, especially in Canada, and it's going to come back again. What's interesting is, though, across Europe, we've actually allowed much of Eastern Europe getting over toward the Black Sea region and the Russian wheat belt to maintain some warmth. So despite the fact that they've had major drought in that area, precipitation amounts between 0 and 20% of normal over the last 60 days, you're going to be bringing in better chances at bringing in little bits of moisture. So we measure in millimeters over there. We're talking 15 to 30 millimeters. That's in half of an inch, maybe to three quarters of an inch, a little bit more. But it's not going to be everywhere, which means they're going to continue to see problems with the wheat belt in that part of Russia. That's just not enough rain to cure all the problems. But the only thing that's going to save them is it's not getting super cold anytime soon. If they had bitterly cold temperatures hit that area right now, it would be detrimental to that wheat crop, and we would really see a big reaction in the markets because of that.
Hey, you have a good Halloween. We'll talk with you again next week.
That sounds good. Thanks.
That's Eric Snodgrass. He's with Nutrien Ag Solutions and Agrible.